Is this thing on?
I think it is. This is episode number 477 of WP Water Cooler WordPress. What's the alternative?
I like that there's no question mark there.
I'm Jason Tucker. I'm the one that makes the graphics. Thank you very much. You can go to my website at jasontucker.blog.
I'm Say Reed. I'm the one who pokes things. That's Say Reed Media on whatever you want.
And y'all know who it is. It's your boy Jason Cosper, back at it again on the world's most influential WordPress podcast.
Where we've also won the lottery.
And that podcast can be found wherever it is you want to listen to a podcast. And you can come hang out with us in our Discord over at watercoolerslack.lol. How you doing?
Those things make me laugh.
See, I also make the graphics.
You must do marketing.
Oh no, I have to do marketing too.
Hey, speaking of marketing and graphics and design.
Yeah, please.
So there, I forgot, I didn't tell you all this, but because the idea for this really sort of, I mean, let's be real. The idea for this is there, right? This is not like, this is like the time and people are discussing this topic. Like, what's the alternative? Non-rhetorically. Jason Tucker specifically has been, as he does, porting his blog around. He loves to move that blog. He never settles in, just keeps moving the blog around.
All the SEO.
Yeah, we have all of that to, yeah, do not find me. I am not where, not at this address. But I didn't tell you all that I had a conversation this week with a designer, right? So, you know, there's always the whole, what's a web designer? What's a web developer? Are you a designer? Are you a developer? Who builds the websites? What is a website? And I apologize in advance for my coughing and whatever. It just, it is what it is here. But the designer is working, building out a magazine site. And they are working with someone's, I think it's their son, right? The magazine.
Nice.
The magazine person's son is in school, is in developer school. I asked what kind of like languages or whatever, but like just, you know, they're developer school, whatever that means. They want to, that son wants to use WordPress, because of course they do. And the designer is like, I don't want to use WordPress. It takes forever to set up. I don't have that kind of time. I only have like these 10 hours a week allocated. You know, it's going to take forever to get set up. And we had this whole, I mean, I try not to be like, dogmatic, I suppose is the right word, about WordPress, right? When I was doing business advising and helping people set up their very beginning small business websites, you know, if they were on a Wix site or they were on a Squarespace site or that was really at their level, like, I'm like, start there. That's fine. But this is obviously not that, right? This is a magazine website. So I got into this discussion about like, how to make that decision about like what platform to use. So the designer's like, I want to use Webflow. And I'm like, well, cause it's like right out of the box, you can do all the things, whatever that is. And I don't know enough about Webflow to provide a counter argument about like, you know, are there custom post types? You know, like what is the user logon situation? Like all of these different things that one might think would go with a magazine website, right? That's also a print magazine. So the funny thing is that like, they're like, whatever, I don't have time to figure out WordPress in general. I've used it before, but like to make it into the design. And I thought that was really funny because I think what everyone does, and actually I know what everyone does, is they just look at the site. Like they, like people who are not developers, they're just like, what does the front end look like? Does that look like, you know, a website, quote unquote? But it's the back end that matters. Like the back end is where you do all the stuff. Like the front end, they all look the same. Like Tucker, you were talking about how you might as well have a static HTML site like at this point. And it's like a static HTML site can look exactly the same as, you know, all the other sites, as whatever. Mm-hmm. It can all look exactly the same. So I didn't really like, I was like, you know, I'm trying not to like overextend my boundaries and be like, oh, I can help you with how to figure out your, you know, you need help implementing it. No, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. So I didn't do that. Very proud of myself. I just wanted to know for that. So I just kind of listened to their complaints essentially about WordPress and didn't try to alleviate them. Didn't try to argue with them about it. And basically it wasn't even that Webflow is so great. It's just that WordPress is, for them, was too much to just get started with. I thought that was really interesting because I think it was yesterday, Tucker, you were talking about your recent process, which if you'll talk about that next, but you said sort of that same thing. You're like, out of the box, it doesn't do, you know, X, Y, Z. It's just here's some posts on a website. And I just thought that was really interesting because I think it's that first, like it's for so many people when building a website, it's not about the longevity of the website. It's not about how does this get used over time. It's not about what's the process. It's just like, how do you get the website up with some stuff there looking a certain way, right? And that satisfies people's need for that, even though, like, you know, 3 months later, they're like, wow, this is a mess, or this doesn't make any sense, or how they don't have this feature at all. I can't expand. Anyway, I just wanted to
even to kind of jump off what you're saying about the back end side of things, the dashboard, the however you want to kind of define that, those are very opinionated. So like there's a level of expectation that is already set that you have to kind of figure out. So for instance, about 9 months ago or so, I switched over from, and these are all blogs. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to build a newsletter site.
They're just a basic site.
Couple pages. Yeah, pages and lots
there's
of posts.
Your about page.
And
I've read your site because they're yeah. you know, they're very wholesome, simple blogs. And you know, so
it's a cat blog without a cat.
Right, but that's what makes it really interesting, though, because you're moving something so simple, and so you're having that experience even at, like, the baseline level, right?
Yeah.
Like, what you would think would be the vanilla install for WordPress versus the vanilla install for all these different alternatives. So I think it's actually a really good comparison for that immediate onboarding, like, payoff, mm-hmm. right? Like, to be able to see exactly what it is that's different yeah. from what you have at the beginning. So anyway, you can
yeah. pretend that you've already migrated the site over. Now you're in this opinionated space where, for instance, a micro.blog that uses Hugo CMS, and their setup is very like everything's text based. You might as well just be in a text editor, just editing text for everything. But you upload your image. Wait, you upload your
like
image.
Text
you got
like Word like TinyMCE or text like Markdown.
No. Markdown. Yeah, it's all Markdown.
I have everything Markdown.
Yeah, well, Markdown. Markdown's kind of awesome if you you get good at it. But with that Markdown, you you go in and you upload an image, and you find yourself getting a Markdown image tag to paste someplace, and you're like, oh, okay, this one's a new one for me. Let me paste the image in there. And then, you know, if you want to modify it, you can modify it or whatever. If you want to make it left or right or whatever, but you're essentially editing HTML or Markdown. But then you get into something like Ghost, which is my most recent place that I've landed. And Ghost, it says, here's a browse button to upload an image. You're like, okay. So I browse, I pick the image, I upload it. And they're like, here's your image. And you're like, but wait, I want to make changes to it. And they're like, no, there's no making changes to it. Here is your image. And you're like, oh, okay. But then turns out if you go into like the
dash, like what, like sizing or like
sizing, cropping,
editing,
any of that stuff. Yeah.
Any of that in WordPress.
You get none of that, but you can for a small fee there's this thing called Pintura that you can enable, and that thing gives you like some type of like interface that you can use to make changes to it. But unfortunately, in order to use that, I think the hobbyist version is $149 a year.
Wait, so this is on the Ghost.
It's an add-on for Ghost.
So Ghost has a whole add-on world also.
They do. It's not as extensive as WordPress is. I mean, at that point, you're paying $149 a year. Just get a subscription to Photoshop CS. Just pay for whatever affinity.
That's actually more expensive than $149 a year.
Sure. Yeah.
So
that's pay, 3 months of a baseline Adobe.
pay for whatever the analog to Photoshop is in Affinity.
Pay for Affinity. Canva, because that's what you really need.
Exactly. You know, crop your images there, like basically before you get them up to the CMS. Tucker, also, you were saying that there isn't really a media library in Ghost.
No, the media library is your computer, and you're pushing browse, and you're picking an image.
Oh,
so we used to.
So interesting. Like, so you're like, there's no like, oh, this image already exists on your blog. It's like, so now when you upload,
thank you for uploading another image.
Does it do what the WordPress does with the, you know, the -1, -2 thing?
Honestly, I don't know, because I haven't even looked at what the files look like on the back end of it. But the idea of not being able to select an image that you've already uploaded is very, very weird, because you're just going like, well, I'm uploading a new image. It might be the same file name or not, but here you go. This is what I end up with. And you've essentially having to upload a new image each time. So, and the thing is like looking in the Ghost forums, for instance, there's people that are talking about having a media library type of situation. They're all people coming from WordPress who are expecting these sorts of like basic things in using a website interface, that there's just no media library. And so you're like, oh, okay, so what do I do now?
There's media libraries in Constant Contact and like MailChimp. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not just WordPress that like has like, oh, here are the images you've uploaded before. It's like, I mean, Canva has that, right? Like, heck, Adobe has that. Like, everybody's got that, you know? Like, so it's interesting that it's that bare bones, and then you can do the add-ons.
Yeah. Yeah. It is pretty interesting how like bare bones that Ghost is. I've been using it for a project. Just to explore what's available outside of WordPress, I'm building a website for my wife's podcast. She's been running that since 2021. They've just been running off of, previously it was anchor.fm, now it's Spotify for Podcasters. And she's looking to kind of consolidate on something that she runs, so she doesn't have to lean on all of that stuff and just kind of centralize all of that. And I could have used WordPress, but I was just like, hey, let's see what's out there. Let's see what's available. I might still settle on WordPress because there are some things that I find frustrating and annoying about Ghost. But it's interesting because with Ghost, Ghost was written as kind of a place to post originally blog entries. Now, like, it's kind of shifted towards newsletters, as more newsletters have mm-hmm. come into focus and, you know, kind of taken over that space a little bit from blogs. So it's interesting to see, you know, that shift, but it's also interesting since there is like a newsletter component there, they have membership stuff built into the site. So this isn't like you have to go out and find a membership plugin, find one of the, you know, dozen membership plugins out there that you like. It's like, no, that's just taken care of. And Tom is,
it's,
right. Tom is saying that Ghost was actually designed and developed to be the anti-WordPress, like back to blogging basics. And that's
it's like classic press, but like, you know, not forked. It's like when if you know classic press, yeah. Like, we just wanna like keep it simple. And then they should have called it KISS. That would have been good. Keep it simple.
Stupid. This is like a stripped down version of WordPress.com as the interface. It looks nothing like anything else. You know, it's just, it is its own kind of thing. You know, there's a big button on there that's, and again, more opinionated stuff. There's a big button on there that says connect to Stripe. Guess what? You're using Stripe for your newsletter. And then it says like, you want your newsletter? Click here to set up Mailgun. They're like, oh, do you want to use another mailing system? No. You're using Mailgun.
Interesting.
Now, if you want to code your own, go for it. But you're getting Mailgun, and that's
it. It's interesting from a partnership perspective, right? Like in terms of because I would assume obviously Stripe comes with fees, right? So Stripe is benefiting from that, and then I'm assuming Mailgun is not. I mean, it is. Does it have a free level? I think it has a free level, but. I don't remember. But
a very small one.
Yeah, it's like send one notice to 10 people every month. Right. You can do that for free. We don't mind.
There's a min threshold that you have to hit before they want to charge you the whatever it is, $35 a month or whatever their smallest amount is. But yeah, it's
that's interesting from a partnership perspective that like Ghost is making those choices for you, but it's for them, right? It's like it's
with no benefit to them. So they actually don't even link off to those websites. So there's not like there's like an affiliate link or anything like that. There is not. They're just going like, you're going to click on this. You're going to go and type in on another web browser tab, Mailgun.
Yeah.
And you're going to go sign up for an account.
Okay.
And that's it.
Now I have to go do like research about like whether Ghost has like established partnerships. Like it doesn't make sense that.
There's two developers.
I know, but it doesn't make sense that.
That's it.
There would be that choice made without that sort of conversation. Yeah.
But the other part is like.
Marketing is just like for bullshit anyway. Like who cares about it?
But like Zapier. Zapier is the built-in automation tool for it. And if you want to do any other automation, you're using webhooks. But you're using webhooks for everything, if that's what you're going to end up doing. And they only support two social media platforms, X and Facebook. Those are your two. And there's no Mastodon. There's no even like people are asking about it. Nope.
Is that
just nothing.
X-based like Facebook? Is that why? Because like... They're gonna
integrate. I don't know. Like you can use a webhook and you can do a webhook chain to kind of get it to do its stuff, but
see, no. So okay, everything that you're saying, it's like first of all, it's out of the box, but second of all, it's not because you're having to do webhooks and markdown. So
oh yeah.
Is it easier? Is it simpler for the user?
Ghost isn't Markdown. Its editor is a little more like Medium, where like you highlight the text and you can a little kind of tooltip pops up where it's like bold, italic, etc. So like when you highlight text on Slack or Discord as well.
Where micro.blog did do Markdown. That was its primary text.
Right, but it has a GUI wrapper around
but it was Markdown, wasn't it? Wasn't Ghost Markdown first? Pretty
I
sure
think
it was.
So.
Maybe, but I know you can type in Markdown and it'll like inline trans whatever, change it.
It goes GUI. I love saying
GUI. Kind of. The thing is like for instance in Ghost, there's blocks in a way. So you can type in slash something and then like, for instance, slash YouTube, and then it'll give you a YouTube thing that you can then paste into. There's no moving the block around or making columns or doing any of that. There's none of that. But you do have the basics of like a slash command with something to add like a button. So you can type slash button and then you can fill in the button, put in the link for it, and then you're done.
So who's building the Ghost Gutenberg plugin? Sorry,
I just think they need an image editor first, and then they need a They need an image editor first of some sort, other than the one that's the Pintura thing that you have to pay for. And then they definitely need some type of like media management, even if it's just like select an existing thing. Like that would be
an image editor before you need.
I'm just saying, like, those are like the two things that I'm seeing so far that it needs. But what I will say, if you're someone like Cosper and I who are thinking about kind of playing around with this, is take a website in your collection of domains that you've purchased and never did anything with, and go and pick a random spot. Go pick Ghost. Go pick. You know, like for Kirby, instance, Cosper Kirby. Yeah. Go pick Prime something.
CMS, one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, go set it up and see how it works.
We've been having these conversations also in the Discord. It's like, and I think that's really why this title was so great with or without a question mark. I actually like it without the question mark because it's rhetorical. It's like, what's the alternative? Because that's how I'm saying it in my head.
If you only knew my workflow, you would know exactly why that question mark disappeared in the chain of copy and pastes that I do.
I wonder if when we're talking about more expansive sites, because we're already talking about for your blog, you're double uploading images, having to add on stuff, you're already having to string things together and do a lot of work for what is in WordPress the vanilla install, right? Like you've got all of that stuff on the baseline for WordPress. So I mean, if we were keeping score, like with a little scoreboard down here, I mean, it seems to me that posts and images are like the basics. Like that's the baseline. And if if you don't have a media library, and I mean, I don't care that much about image editing because I never image edit with WordPress's image editor. I just, why would you do that? No one, I couldn't figure out how to crop for like 10 years. So it's like, do you hit the button? You do it first, then you hit the button. So annoying. But I've never, it seems absurd to me to edit an image in a CMS like that. But people do that, like users do that. So we're talking about the baseline user, right? Using mm-hmm. different alternatives. There was a, I can't remember her last name, but her name's Tessa. Her last name starts with a K. Krakow.
Mm. Crystal?
Yeah, Crystal. She was in WordPress, was a developer advocate in WordPress, was doing developer stuff and developer advocacy. Her story is really interesting from a community, societal perspective, but not talking about that. But she basically left the WordPress community, as have so many. But she was tweeting on X. That sounds like a fun night.
That works.
Tweeting on X. she was posting on X, hey, what's out there? I need to build this simple website. And it's like all these people were, you know, shouting out like different options or whatever. And I was like, well, I know this platform. and she was like, well, it's just too complicated. It's too complicated out of the box to get it set up. So this is really interesting. You've got WordPress, which out of the box, so many people are like, it doesn't do enough. And then it's also like, oh, but it's too complicated. And then we have all these alternatives. We all know about Wix and Squarespace and, you know, the WYSIWYG life, Weebly, which is now Square, you know, all of those things, which are just builders essentially, right? They're basically like, just put your thing together. And I don't even know how those things are served. Like, are they served as static HTML? I don't even know what they're served as.
But I guess it doesn't matter because you don't even have any control over it.
Right. You're so just they're just doing whatever they do. I mean, they could change it all and no one would matter as long as the UI stays the same because you're not doing any back end at all. So it's just really interesting from like a, you know, I'm not in the like most pro, like go WordPress forever space right now, as we all know. But I still can't, like, for my purposes, which we haven't even gotten into, like the more complicated, involved, like expansive sites where you're doing like maps and dynamic content and like, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But even for the baseline, I just need a simple site with some pages, right? People are still both WordPress is too basic and WordPress is too complicated. So it is mind-boggling to me that we can occupy that whole space at the same time. Like, what is that? That is wild. I
was telling you folks this in the text messaging thread we have, where it's like the idea for me is like, I want to be able to go onto my website and write something and then walk away from it. But instead, every time I go into WordPress, I have 500 notifications of all the different things that either need an update, they need a thing changed, they need to do this and that. And then I spend so much more time trying to like do updates that don't need to be done right that immediately. Or maybe they do because there's like a pending, zero day vulnerability or some crazy something that I have to like do those updates. And then I finally go, oh, I can write now.
Okay, cool. But that is using all of those tools and tricks, right? That's you've got all your different plugins that are giving you notifications and updates. If you were using the baseline vanilla WordPress install for your posts and your pages, you would only get the core updates and maybe internet and Hello Dolly if you haven't deleted them.
Right.
How often is Hello Dolly really updated though? But like you're It's like WordPress is just so easy to make more complicated. I think that is part of it, right? You can just pop over into the plugins and you're like, oh, I just add this on. It's just right there. It's a boop, boop, boop. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the complexity that comes with that becomes the problem, right? So it's like the ease of the installation or the add-ons versus the complexity that brings. And in Ghost, what you're saying is like you have the simplicity and then you have to pay for the add-ons. So you're not as inclined perhaps to just click and install. So it's like, does WordPress just become more complicated because it's easy to make more complicated?
Yes. I think, and this is something I've been saying for like at least a dozen years now, the best thing about WordPress is you can build anything with WordPress. The worst thing about WordPress is that you can build anything with WordPress.
That's exactly it. Sometimes parameters make things easier, right? Sometimes those limitations make it easier. So why would it? I'm just tossing this out there, but if we were trying to make something simpler, it might be kind of cool to be like, you have to turn on plugins, right? Like, plugins aren't necessary for a baseline install. They're just not. They're a cool added feature. Themes are necessary, right? You have to have a theme. You can't operate a site without a theme. At this point, you know, in theory, it could just all be you get your default theme and you go about your day unless you turn on themes. But for plugins, all that complexity, which is just right there, just right in that other little screen, like, to a certain degree, it would be more comparing apples to apples or oranges to oranges if we didn't have that little section, because you wouldn't get all the notification updates, you wouldn't get any of that. And so that's really what we should be comparing if we're talking about that baseline, because it's not really fair to be like, well, I go into WordPress and I see like 10 million updates, and I go into Ghost or micro.blog and there's nothing. It's because you're not doing it. You're like, you don't have any of that stuff.
Right. Yeah. If I was selling something on with Shopify, for instance, there would be Shopify notifications telling me that there's new ways of selling a thing and there's new this and that. You're gonna get those notification fatigue anyhow. So it's like, I'm just kind of, you know, changing it up a little bit, going from one type of notification fatigue to another, or just not having any functionality. So one quick thing about Ghost is that you may have said it just because you don't know, but there is no plugin infrastructure in Ghost.
Oh, how do you do the add-on then with the pack?
So there's things called integrations, and there's only like five of them.
Oh, just
that's it. Yeah, there's like five of them. And one of them is $150 advanced image editing. There's another one that's a membership referral system. Yeah. Another one of them is Unsplash. You have Google AMP, which is going away in this next version. And then they have Slack. That's it.
Slack.
That's it.
What the hell do you need Slack on your website for?
I don't know. That's it.
It's to post updates from your Ghost to Slack. So like if you want to share that, there's a new post and you have a community Slack, whatever, you can share that in there. But I think
that's your webhook.
I think what this comes down to, you, it's like, okay, you want to send mail from Ghost, it's Mailgun. You want to take payments through Ghost, it's Stripe. This actually goes back, and this is the way that I prefer to think about it, is this goes back to one of like the core tenets of original like WordPress's decisions, not options. Mm-hmm. They are making decisions. They are not giving you the options. You can do this. You can take payments as long as you take payments through Stripe. Mm-hmm. You can take, you know, you want to post your stuff to chat, then you do it through Slack. Or if you use Zapier, which is another one of their, you can rig up something that then posts to
whatever. You can do whatever with, you know, your Zaps.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you can, there's a membership thing for your Patreon, or there's like a protect your email delivery verification with something called Zero Bounce. Like there's like all sorts of different things. You want to write this thing to a Google Doc. Okay. Well, it's all built in, you know, just by using Zapier to do it, or you have a custom, you have a way of doing a custom one. So for instance, I want to use Make. It's like, okay, well, here's your content ID and your this and that, and away you go, and you're on your own, whether it works or not. And we're not going to tell you if it doesn't work. So good luck with that. But yeah, the grass greener on the other side of the fence? I don't know. I think it's an apartment building right now. And
this is what's so interesting, right? So the community and the surrounding ecosystem and all of that, that has been the huge part of WordPress, right? That has been the other half of it that's made all the developers, you know, there you can get help. That has been a huge part of it. If you separate that out of WordPress, right? If you take that away and you're really just comparing the platforms, I despite my desire to want to do this, like I've not found any other platform that allows me to create the complexity for my clients that I have to create, or I would be essentially hand programming everything, right? Like there isn't something else where I can load in like Facet WP and I've got, you know, search criteria that I can display in, you know, various ways, right? That's like Ajax displayed and all beautiful. Like I'd have to build that out. And that's not something you can integrate with Zapier, right? Like that's not that's like happening on the site. But
I wanna go back to something Tucker said where it's like an apartment building. I think I've thought of a better metaphor here, which is so having a
better metaphor website, than what was the metaphor we're replacing?
An apartment building. So like a Ghost site is like an apartment building. Having a WordPress site that you can kind of do anything, it's like custom building your own house, right? So you can add whatever.
It's land.
It's a literal platform. In a lot of cases, I don't know if both of you or our audience are familiar with the blog McMansion Hell, but in a lot of cases, this is what people end up building are McMansions.
Or like that house that's the Winchester Mystery House that's here in California.
Yes.
And it's like the woman who like built the house and then like started to add on. And if you don't
know, doors going everywhere.
You should Google it. Yeah. It's really interesting. Like doors that, you know, staircases that lead to nowhere and doors that don't open that are like, you know, a cliff or whatever.
That's
it's
me
like,
with plugins.
Yeah. It's like, you can build, you can just do that. I mean, you really could. I was actually on, I do occasionally still look at the X just to see what everyone's talking about. But I believe it was Daniel Awesome Smith. I believe he's going by now. He was talking about what was he talking about? Now I forgot because I was thinking about his name.
Okay, but let me just let me land this thought that I originally had. The other part of the metaphor here is like Ghost, if you will, is kind of like one of those prefab container homes. It is all the pieces, they're already built. The kitchen is where it is. The bathroom is where it is. You want to add stuff onto it? Like, sure, you can put an ADU, like an accessory dwelling unit, on your lot. But either you're going to have to build it yourself, or you're going to have to pick from one of these other prefabbed ADUs that we have.
Left side of the page, right side of the page. Like that. That's all you get. You get left or right. Sometimes it might be on the bottom, depending on the theme. But that's it.
Yeah, you get you can build your own Ghost themes. I will say one of the things about Ghost is all of its themes look strikingly similar.
To the point I'll where people used to say that WordPress was everything, like, oh, that looks like a WordPress website.
Yeah,
I would say that is incorrect. That this does look like a Ghost website. You look at a Ghost website, they look all the same. But you look at WordPress websites, there's so many themes. Obviously, they don't look the same.
Not enough people are running a Ghost website to know what a Ghost website looks like. Because you and I have messed with Ghost, we know what a Ghost website
looks like. Our websites look identical.
Yeah. The website I've built and the website you've built look basically the same. And I said, like, the site that I've built for Sarah's podcast, I might still go and use WordPress only because I'm like, okay, well, if I want to use Ghost, like I said, it's that prefabbed house. So, like, say I want to do something like post new episodes to the Fediverse, I can put the Activity Pub plugin on the site if it's WordPress. If I want to do that with Ghost, I'm gonna have to like munge the RSS feed, do web some things and... to it, web, yeah, all of this stuff that I'm just like, instead it's low code or no code.
Right.
I can mash or a couple code. Buttons. Yeah. Mash a couple buttons and install something that'll get me 99% of the way there. That's still pretty compelling. However, I was like showing Sarah, I'm like, oh, hey, I just was playing around with this other content management system. Here's what I did with it. And she's like, oh, this looks great. It just looks like a podcast site, like a, you know, whatever. And I was like, it had the little call out because it has the whole newsletter integration built in. Like, you want to get updates on future episodes that we post, like, subscribe here. And she's like, oh, so this will email people when a new episode comes out. Like, they don't even need to be subscribed. I was like, yeah, if they give you their email address. And she goes, oh, that's great. Like, people don't even have to know how to use a podcast.
The internet.
Yeah.
So I think, like, the key thing to this is, like, what makes that different even for you, like, transferring your skills over, is you know what you want to build. Like, you are a website architect. So expanding that metaphor, like, if you want to expand your little prefab house, you can, right? You know how to integrate it. You know the guy you can call for the expansion who can, like, pop out a wall or whatever. And, with WordPress, it's the same thing. You've got your blueprints, and you're not going to build this wild house that's got all this stuff on it unless you want that to happen. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, it always is talking about who's using the site, who's building the site. Like, if we're still just talking about a basic blog site, most of those people are not Jason, right? And most of those people are not Tucker, who's like, oh, I see what all these things are, and if I want to do this, I can. Like, they're just like, I just want to set up a blog. And, I have a client, it's a complicated situation, but there's like a sub part of this client, and they set up a blog spot for their blog right now.
Yeah.
2024.
Vintage.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. They're using it right now. And we're building this new site. And I'm like, literally, like, they just sent me the download. And I'm like, oh, I have to go turn on my Blogger importer in my import, right? Like, there's, it's still there.
Nice.
I'm just going to go, like, import Blogspot. But, like, that's the thing, right? It like, what are people building? Like, people think that they're coming to build a website that either it's, like, I don't care what's, I don't even need an about page. I just want, you know, some hours and like a thing, or I just want a couple posts or something, or they want like an entire like universe, right?
Right.
Right.
Most people who are DIYing this, they don't necessarily know the difference. So they don't know which of these tools would be better for that. So there's all this competing information out there, like, oh, use Squarespace, oh, use Wix, oh, use whatever. And it's like, to a certain degree, they all have applications. There is a good spot for everybody, but people are not thinking about what they need. They're just like, let me dive in and put a background and some images on, right? Like that,
right.
That
continues to be the main problem. And I wanted to say, I forgot what I was gonna say earlier, but I remember now. You're talking about notifications and all the notifications you get and managing WordPress. So I've built a lot of over the last year, I built a lot of websites in like other stuff just for different purposes. And one of the weirdest ones was HubSpot, right? Because you don't always like HubSpot has so many layers, but this is like the full like HubSpot. They've got like a CMS, like it's got, it's like the pro version.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. So there's like all this stuff and it's all cool because it's interconnected. But I just got last week another, like I didn't set up the baseline theme, right, for this site. I just had to fix all the stuff for the people who are the HubSpot preferred vendors, by the way. Like they're on the HubSpot list. They set it up.
Nice. And then
they're like, oh, you don't know how to install this translation plugin or this translation service. So I guess we got to say again. But I just got a notification, an email, that the theme that they chose for HubSpot has an update available. And I was like, God damn it. You cannot escape the updates. Like, you can't escape the notification.
No.
Like, as soon as you add something on, no matter what it is, you are going to have to maintain it. So
yes.
The notifications component is only, like, obviously many thoughts about WordPress notifications, the admin screen and the banners and all the, you know, nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
That is a management problem, like a problem that we created. Notifications are out of control across the board, for sure. But that's not something like, unless everything is done in-house, like none of those services, I mean, all of those services have add-ons. Squarespace has add-ons, Shopify has add-ons. Sure. Ghost has add-ons, even if it's integrations or whatever. I don't know what does it. Does Medium probably doesn't, right? I have no idea. I haven't used Medium in a long time. But as soon as you add on that third-party part, any whatever it is, however easy it is to turn it on or click it, now you have a separate software that has a separate development team, generally, doing their updates separately from the platform that you're on. So, yep. You know, you just like on your phone, right? You can enable auto updates and you can enable all that stuff, but you still need to update. You still have to have your phone plugged in, you know, at right. night update or whatever. Like you're still getting those notifications. So, you know, again, I feel like it's like we're comparing things. We're comparing like the most complex, annoying installation of WordPress to like this vanilla baseline, no frills whatsoever alternative, right?
Right, yeah.
Shopify, all that, it gets complicated in there. Like I've done some stuff in Squarespace where, you know, I had to export, I did this wild and crazy, it wasn't Zapier, it was this other one called like Peaches? No, not Peaches. It was something like that. It's like with a P. It's sort of like an automator, but it's a little more techie. But like, so I, you know, when someone bought a thing or whatever, it had to go here and then it was entered into a WordPress website. It was like created an account, right? So their sales was on Squarespace. And then I connected that so that it would create a membership or whatever on WordPress. Do not get me started on why we wouldn't just build the damn thing in WordPress. But it's because a designer built the ticketing site in Squarespace with their whatever theme they wanted, right? And they're like, oh, this is done. And it's like, now we have to string together all of these things. So anyway, the point is, like, I don't think we're not comparing the same things. Like, we aren't. We are trying to, but, like, across the board out there, people are not comparing the same things. Developers are not talking about, marketers are not comparing the same things. You know, they're talking about fully, you know, even like with HubSpot, there's all these different levels, right? Mm-hmm. You can have your baseline level where you have some features and then you add your next level and you get those features. So, like, we're just in this, it's like in an add-on world right now, right? Like surcharge world. Everything is like an extra charge or an extra little thing, or you have to string these stuff together. I know when I talk with people even about networking their houses, right? To make their houses all talk to each other. They're like, oh, my Nest has to talk to my refrigerator, has to talk to my whatever. And it's like all these different softwares talking to each other that are not the same. It's everywhere. Like, we have a million niche softwares happening. So
And then one person makes a change to it, or one company does a whatever, and now your garage door doesn't open, or now your lights don't turn on, or now your whatever happens, and you go, oh, capitalism. That's what happened. Oh, capitalism's what happened. So cool.
Capitalism. Remembered, I went to go look on Daniel's Twitter for what it was, but I actually just remembered. He was tweeting, and I've had this, a similar thing, not quite exactly, but he got a client site that he opened, and he said there was, I think it was Beaver Builder, Elementor, WP Bakery, and Liquid WP Bakery or something like that, which,
nice,
whatever that is. And it was for a boba really shops. Funny thread in there. It was like, every page gets its own page builder, someone said. And it was like that makes it more complicated, right? So someone's using that website, they're gonna be like, WordPress sucks. Like, this is so complicated. Like, why do I have, you know, layouts inside my layout? Like, what is happening? And, but, you know, I like to think of myself as a quality site architect, right? So I map stuff out for people, and my whole thing is making the back end not complicated for people. So people use, you know, my WordPress websites, and they've got a nice streamlined user dashboard. They've got, you know, they're not seeing any notifications. It's like, really, like, you know, the admin looks terrible because you can't do anything about it. But, like, their experience is like this nice, you know, clean experience. So it's, but that's not out of the box either. So,
no,
you know, there are definitely alternatives. I can't go and just be like, well, F WordPress, you know, this is crappy. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like where the admin's going. I don't like their politics. Like, I don't like what blah, blah, blah. But the software itself, I've been thinking about this a lot because of all my drama in the community, right? Like, there isn't a software that does this, does the custom post types, has the pre-built stuff the client can have a contract with, and, you know, pay for their own license and manage that stuff. Like, that doesn't really exist elsewhere. And, you know, someone asked me, if I set up a Squarespace site, they're like, oh, I want it to do, you know, XYZ. I'd be like, well, you can't. Or you have to get this other thing, and we have to figure out how this integration works, because they're not, you know, not just that I don't have familiarity with it. Like, a lot of those Squarespace add-ons and stuff, they have kind of a theme forest vibe. So it's like not a lot of documentation, not a lot of here's how to do it. You know, they're not, I think Wix added on like a developer component, right? Like, they have like Wix developer now.
Yeah. So I think
that's like, you know, there's more under the hood stuff that you can do. But still, like, this is the thing, like, you can do a basic vanilla WordPress, but you can also do, you know, that huge thing. And so it comes down to what you said, Casper, like, you can do anything with WordPress, but oh my God, you can get into so much trouble. And so you can't get into as much trouble necessarily in Shopify or Squarespace. But then you also can't grow and do those things. So,
right.
You know, We always say it depends. We used to before we got all community focused, right? But I guess there for every project, it depends. It's not like I use WordPress and that's all I use, mm-hmm. right? It's like I talk to the client and I see what the client needs and their workflow and what's happening with that. And then, you know, I bring it in. Oh, we have to say this. Yes. I'm just going to tell you a fun random fact before we leave is that my brother, who I talk about, you know, he's always like, I was talking about my dev brother. He dated Meatloaf's daughter, Amanda. Isn't that random? Wow. I held his Grammy. This is in college. And I didn't meet Meatloaf or anything, but I thought that was a really random factoid. So just thought I'd share that since I don't think Meatloaf has ever actually come up on the show before. And if you're listening to the podcast, this was from Michelle, listener, longtime listener, wonderful community member in our Discord, who said, wait for it, ready? I could do anything with WordPress, but I won't do that. Yeah. I had to sing it so that the podcaster people could. The audio people could also,
you know, and you suffer for your art because I know that you've had some scratchy throat and everything else. So that's
terribly off key. Sorry,
everybody. No.
So I didn't want to backup sing for you or anything, but you know,
we could do like a whole harmony thing. Anyway, so I've been looking for alternatives. You've been playing with alternatives, Tucker. Cosper, you know, bopping around making sites for every niche little thing that might exist. You two are so funny. And I mean, isn't it just like more toys at this point or like more?
Oh, options? Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anything I would recommend for just like one client for like everybody. There's just my designer friend, like they're not going to use Wix for a magazine site. They're going to use Webflow. And you know, what I told her was, and this kind of ties into the whole data liberation thing. At a certain point, if it's not working, if you need more, then you can change. And I think that is what's really important. So some of these, like, so I would not recommend any alternative where you can't change later. So if you're locked in for life, that would be my one no-go.
Yeah, right. I will say one thing regarding that. So and this has come up a number of times on Mastodon, other places I've been posting this about, is I've had the question asked, how hard is it moving from one thing to the next? And I will tell you, you cannot move from some niche piece of software to some other niche piece of software. You have to go back to the source, which is WordPress. So what I have to do is I have to backfeed all of my posts from other places back into WordPress so I can forward feed back into...
Right now.
I did.
I can't believe you're saying this 53 minutes into the end of the show. You're
And Tucker knows this. I did the exact same thing with Sarah's podcast site. Because everything was tied up, again, not an exportable thing, was tied up in the whole Spotify podcast thing, I found something that will ingest podcast RSS feeds and turn them into posts in a WordPress site that then I took and used the Ghost exporter, because there's a Ghost exporter for WordPress that writes out to their JSON export format. It saves all of the images and everything else, which was just the show art for each one of her episodes. So I did that. I ingested it all into WordPress and then I sent it back out.
I am
moving by this nine
little tidbit that you have just shared, the two of you, because I feel like it sort of answers the question, because
I'm going to blow your mind right WordPress. Now.
That's silly. Because
I'm going to blow your mind right now. I am moving a 9 megabyte text file from one source to the next.
That's a lot of text.
So exporting from my personal WordPress website into Ghost was a 9 megabyte single line JSON file that and then I'm uploading it to them. Hopefully it actually ingests it, and then after that I can do stuff with it. But that 9 megabyte file is JSON from the first time he ever stepped foot on the web to now.
Talk about baggage.
Like 1996.
You know exactly how much baggage you have.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just the text, not the images. And old school Jason did not know how to compress images. He did some very stupid things back in the day. And then the fact that I've switched from each of these different themes in WordPress, each one of them has its own set of images that it's having to generate. So you end up with all these different images, and then you're taking all those and you're uploading it into Ghost, and Ghost is going like, cool, thanks for all 9,000 different file sizes that you have for this image. I just want the main one, like the source right. one.
You don't want your 300 by 300, your 150 by 150. You
no, because it's going to generate its own.
JPEG, just give it to me. Just that one. Yep. I actually just moved. I just pulled off of a site. I just pulled, I went into the uploads folder and pulled, which I haven't looked at in a while. So it's like this old site. And I just pulled all the like main one. I was like, damn, there are literally so many images for each of these images. No wonder
I'm
on web storage. Like, no wonder. What the heck? You forget that that's happening because you don't see them.
I have videos.
Extra ones in the media library, right?
Yeah.
I was a little
MOV videos that are being moved around too.
That site has old LiveJournal posts. Am I wrong?
Oh yeah, it does.
Oh my God. You have literally been moving your data around for so long. But I need to say that it's hard to say that you are using alternatives to WordPress when
there's
you are
B2 using, posts in there.
You're using WordPress as part of your process for moving and developing these sites.
Movable type.
But even if it's just for integrate, like you're like the WordPress is like zapping
Blogger.
Data. You know what I mean? Like it's like it's the daisy chain.
Yeah.
As opposed to whatever. Incidentally, my solution to this lately has been putting all the data in Airtable.
Mm-mm-mm. Right.
So I'm doing like for all of my clients. I'm like, here's your data because your website. Really what we're learning and from this is a website is not a great archive. Like it is not a great place to store stuff. So yeah, you're data laundering. Oh, I love that. That's really good. Anyway, I think it's interesting because it's not still an alternative. So like,
yeah,
how you're still using it.
I feel sort of, the value there's honestly zero value to any of the content in that, you know, 9 megabyte file that I'm moving around, except for me. That's it. Most of them are screenshots of me saying stupid things about a thing back in like 19 or 2002 or whatever. You know,
now it's really important and good though.
Oh yeah. Yeah, totally.
Now it's all your woodworking projects and like, you know, you could actually, you could probably go back to your blog and I think you chronicle every time you move it. So you probably have like,
yeah.
Blog post, you're like, well, now I'm here, and now it's like postcards from all the different houses you've lived in. Like you have a postcard collection.
I got to screenshot it and put the screenshot in the post before I move it. Yeah,
I can't believe we talked about this for like an hour.
I know, right? And say literally had like a hard stop for that she set for like 30 minutes, and we passed that up 30 minutes ago.
I said I moved a hard stop because I don't think I'll be able to talk that long, but of course I can. Who are we kidding? Say for crying out loud.
Thank you all very much for coming and hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. And go hang out in the Discord. Tell us one of your crazy stories that we've been discussing here. You can go over to our website and go over to watercoolerslack.lol where you can find us. And it's on Discord, which is hilarious.
I think that's the best. And you are all data launderers. The data laundering or data liberating? I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, I think we should start calling it data laundering. to be honest. I really do. Yeah, man. I think that's awesome. Way better. Liberation has way too much revolution to implied in it to be something that we can say in WordPress. I cannot like get behind it as a phrase for WordPress with the community stuff. So data laundering to me
so good
captures it in a whole like it gets all the nuance. You know what I mean? Good.
Tucker, here's
our outro.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
So go over to that website, which is still running on WordPress, over at wpwaterco.com/subscribe, where you can subscribe to all of our content over there. And also, if you don't mind, send this out to somebody. Go and click a share button someplace and just let people know that we posted something and that you enjoyed it, and maybe they enjoy it too. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
If you come to the Discord,